Good morning. How many of you remember Billy Smart Circus? Anyone? Yeah? I can remember as a child being taken to Billy Smart Circus and seeing the elephants performing and the lion tamer and the clowns, which actually I didn't find very funny. I was always quite frightened of the clowns. And then the wonderful trapeze artists, you're watching them right at the top of the tent doing these amazing things. And I wanted to show you that clip today to illustrate to you what I want to talk about. It all will be revealed. I remember reading several years ago in The Word for Today, you know this little booklet, so many of us have this, it's by UCB, and it gives you a little reading every day. And it's strange how so often it is so right for you, and you think, well, how can this be right for me when there are millions and millions of people across the world reading this? But I remember reading in The Word for Today, and it gave this illustration of the trapeze artist. And it said, that moment when they let go of the bar before the one in front of them has reached them, it said that was what faith was like. The moment you let go of that bar, before you reach out for what's coming, that's faith. That time in the middle, before that next bar has reached you. You know it's coming. It's not there yet. But you trust that you will grasp hold of it at the right time. Letting go of that bar is a step of faith. You can't grasp onto the one that's coming your way unless you let go of the first one and trust in the timing that has to be perfect, that the one coming towards you will reach you just at the right moment. And I found that a really powerful illustration, and it's always stuck with me. At that time, someone we knew felt that God, he was a pastor of a church, he felt God had told him that it was the right time for him to leave and move on. But he had no idea where he was going to move on to. And I cut that little clip out and I gave it to him. And later, in later years, I met him again. He took my mom's funeral. And he said to me, I've never forgotten that. He said, I put that in my wallet and I kept it and I bought it out. Whenever I felt, is God really leading me? What's he leading me to? In those moments of uncertainty, and he said, that I read that and it kept me going. It kept him in that place, reaching for the bar that was coming. And eventually it swung towards him and he was able to carry on with his ministry in a different way. But he grasped it, and the next chapter of his life began. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, we read, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. Another version says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. It's that feeling, you know it's there, you know it's coming. God has told you. So this morning, I want to encourage you all to be trapeze artists. Metaphorically, of course, to know what it is to walk by faith and not by sight, as we're told in Corinthians chapter 5. And again, the word for today, a few weeks ago, after I'd written this talk, I read something in here that really confirmed that what I wanted to say was the right thing. And in fact, Martin last week sent me the same clip. He said, oh, this might be useful to you. And I thought, yeah, you know, God's confirming that. And it said, walking is putting one foot in front of the other and you keep moving forwards. One step at a time. So we're walking by faith. So what does faith mean? To trust the Lord, obeying his word, regardless of how things look or feel to you. Now, faith, it said, doesn't do away with intelligent thought and reason, but there's a difference. When intelligent thought and reason won't take you another step, faith keeps right on going. And why is that? Because intelligent thought and reason hold the hand of a person and only go as far as they can travel, whereas faith holds the hand of God, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. And that was Abraham's story in Genesis 12. It says, urged on by faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed and set off for a place which he was destined to receive for his inheritance. And he went. Although he did not know or trouble his mind about where he was to go, Abraham let go of the bar. So here we are in Genesis 12, and God's plan is to make for himself a great nation, a people that are his own, and he chooses to begin with Abram. And Genesis 12 records this moment, which is vital to the history of the world, of God's people, Israel, and of God's plan to offer salvation to the world through faith in Christ Jesus. Abram is later called Abraham. And the Bible doesn't say whether God had spoken to Abraham before his calling. It's possible that it came without warning, perhaps like a telephone call in the night. You know, suddenly you're woken and someone's phoning you. I wonder if you've ever heard God speaking to you like that. Suddenly, you weren't expecting it. That happens to me sometimes. You know, when I was thinking about what I would talk about with Genesis 12, I was driving home from shopping and going down my roads, and suddenly a verse came into my mind. And it was kind of like the key to everything. And I thought, that's what God's saying. That's what he wants me to say. And when I got home, I dumped the shopping and sat down and just wrote, and it flowed. Suddenly, God spoke to me, and I had what I wanted to say. So God said to Abraham, he gives this command, leave your country,